Penguin Audio presents Iron Kissed by Patricia Briggs. Read by Lorelei King. Chapter 1. A cowboy, a lawyer, and a mechanic watched Queen of the Damned, I murmured. Warren, who had once a long time ago been a cowboy, snickered and wiggled his bare feet.
It could be the beginning of either a bad joke or a horror story.
No, said Kyle, the lawyer, whose head was propped up on my thigh. If you want a horror story, you have to start out with a werewolf, his gorgeous lover, and a walker. Warren, the werewolf, laughed and shook his head.
Too confusing. Not many people still remember what a walker is.
Mostly they just confused us with skinwalkers. Since walkers and skinwalkers are both Native American shapeshifters, I can sort of understand it. Especially since I'm pretty sure the walker label came from some dumb white person who couldn't tell the difference. But I'm not a skinwalker. First of all, I'm from the wrong tribe. My father had been Blackfoot from a northern Montana tribe, and skinwalkers come from the southwestern tribes, mostly Hopi or Navajo. Second, skinwalkers have to wear the skin of the animal they change into, usually a coyote or wolf, but they cannot change their eyes. They are evil mages who bring disease and death wherever they go. When I change into a coyote, I don't need a skin. Or, I glance down at Warren, once a cowboy and now a werewolf, the moon. When I am a coyote, I look just like every other coyote. Pretty much harmless, really. As far down the power scale of the magical critters that lived in the state of Washington.